Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, there is an invasion happening on the southern border. And what is justice? We talk about how what is happening on the southern border is a violation of one of the American promises of justice. We talk about that and so much more. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to hear from you directly. Make sure you come to America Fest, December 18, 19, 2021. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump Jr., Candace Owens, and more at tpusa.com/AMFEST. 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 Get involved with Turning Point USA by starting a college or high school chapter, tpusa.com. And again, can't wait to see you in Phoenix, Arizona at America Fest. It's going to be amazing. Tickets are running out. So get your tickets today, everybody. tpusa.com/AMFest. I want to thank all of you that are supporting our show at charliekirk.com/support. Jerome from Maryland, thank you. Sharon from New Jersey, thank you. Devin from Colorado, thank you. Shirley from California, thank you. Kira from Utah, thank you. Colin from Syracuse, thank you. And Vanessa from Washington, charliekirk.com/support. There is an invasion happening on the southern border. The caravan is coming. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. A lot I want to get into today. Nothing is preferred before justice, Socrates famously said. In the United States Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, an intergenerational promise, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the of the United States of America. Establish justice. Right now there is a multi-thousand person caravan heading straight for our country. Right to the southern border. Between all the mainstream activist networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, zero mentions on their morning show this morning that there is a multi-thousand person caravan heading for the southern border. Let's go to Cut 40. Bill Malusian reporting on how migrants are hiding in cars on trains on their way to San Antonio. Play Cut 40.
What you're looking at are Texas state troopers finding 19 illegal immigrants hiding inside of brand new cars that were inside of a train being shipped to the San Antonio area. You can see the troopers looking at those migrants, panning up and down. Texas DPS pulled five other single adult males off of this train, arrested them as well. They are all going to jail as well. Again, they are not being handed over to Border Patrol.
And now cut 25. Fox shows how Texas has deployed the state National Guard as caravans gather in Mexico heading for Texas. Play cut 25.
What you're looking at is the Texas National Guard deploying to the area in and around the Del Rio International Bridge. Why are they doing this? Because they've seen that migrant caravan that's on the way to the United States as we speak. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is not going to allow another Del Rio situation to happen like we saw with the Haitians last month. He is pre-deploying resources out there as a show of force to say if the federal government isn't going to secure that area, the state of Texas will step up. We will fill that void. And they are sending a message to that caravan saying you will not be allowed to enter Texas.
Texas is learning from their lesson of the last lesson, I should say, or their mistake, where they allowed Haitians just to walk right into the state of Texas with almost no one stopping them. Justice is giving to every single man what is their due. There is a yearning for justice in the soul of humanity. And when a regular, normal American earning $55,000 a year, a police officer, a teacher, a firefighter, turns on TV or they find out that thousands of people are just wanting to waltz into the country, they start to feel as if that's not fair. You don't need an over-explanation for this. The caravan and the subsequent illegal invasion of our country cuts at the core of American justice. A seven-year-old can see what's happening on the southern border and can say, there's something not right about that, where they just get to march right into America because they feel as if they deserve it. Now, you watch videos of this. They're not stopping. They call this the mother of all caravans, is what is being built right now in Mexico. And that does not count all the other millions and millions of people that have crossed illegally into America. Can we get an exact number on that, Connor, of the millions of people that have crossed into America? 1.7 million that have already crossed into the interior of our country. 1.7 million people. To give an idea of how many people that is, that's more people than the entire state of Idaho. Idaho is like 1.8 million people, so it's about one state of Idaho so far this year. We're here in Idaho right now. Whole state of Idaho illegally entering into America. So I have a couple questions. Who is funding this caravan? Republican attorney generals in red states, they need to start to investigate the money flows because the Department of Justice is too busy going after moms and dads at school board meetings and using the Patriot Act against them. Republican attorney generals need to start to open up investigations saying, who's funding these caravans? Who's funding the ability for people to illegally enter into our country, a crime? That is a criminal enterprise that no one cares about. No one even wants to talk about. But this cuts at the very core of what it means to be a citizen in the American, constitutional system, where if you feel as if that the lawful are penalized to an unfair extent, and if you just get to come from Nicaragua, you get to just walk into the country, no questions asked, a normal American is going to say, that's not fair. Now, of course, Republican senators and most Republicans in D.C. are MIA on the border issue. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is building a border wall around his home in Delaware, and he is paying contractors not to build the border wall on the southern border. Justice is something a country must at least attempt to get right. You're going to have things that fall through the cracks. You're going to have externalities. You're going to have issues. But you have to at least try to make a country just. The current regime is basically saying, we don't even want to attempt to preserve the American ideal of justice. That justice is nothing more than us being in charge and you being under our power. Socrates said, is it not the purpose of a juryman's office to give justice as favor to whoever seems good to him, but to judge according to the law? This is what he is sworn to do. Our people in charge, our leaders, were sworn to protect our country. 1.7 million people just waltz right into the country. They get to have anchor babies. The other side wants to give them amnesty, wants to make them citizens. This is not sustainable. We know it's not sustainable. And the ruling class in both parties, by the way, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, they want this for votes. They want this for government dependency. They want this for cheap labor. Now, I'm pleased to see that Texas is now stepping up and saying, we're not going to put up with this. Texas needs to defy federal authority, arrest every single person that comes from this caravan. They need to be welcoming this caravan, not with benefits and signs, but with handcuffs and chartered flights back to right where they came from immediately. No questions asked. Don't put them in front of the judge. Put them on a plane and get them back. They broke the law. That would be justice. A seven-year-old would say, yeah, they deserve to go back because they broke our laws. When you erode justice and you erode the rule of law, which is central to what it means to be an American, the entire system starts to fall apart. Last month, an absolute landslide of all of you made the switch to PureTalk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Then finally you decided to make the switch because you know that PureTalk saves the average family over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So do this. Make the switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get massive discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. And let me be clear, you are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. Let me say that again. You are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. They're on the same network as one of the big guys. Plus, PureTalk invests a fortune into making sure they have the latest technology. They just pass all the savings on to you. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Just dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say Charlie Kirk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless. Tell Biden we are coming. The new migrant caravan of border jumpers and line cutters and criminals. New migrant caravan marches through Mexico to U.S. border. We have to change the way that we talk about this. These are not migrants. These are criminals. They have the intent to break federal law and state law and break into our country. Migrants are people that move from Southern California to the Central Valley to try to get work. That would be a migrant. And this is nothing more than the movement of people for an economic incentive. The migrants, mostly from Central America or South America and Haiti, are taking the 200-mile journey to Texas. I'm reading from the Washington Examiner. This is interesting. The group was organized through a QR code that allowed participants to register starting October 15th, according to Fox News. Due to the Mexican government banning migrants from hitching rides from truckers, the migrants will have to take the entire journey on foot. "Tell Biden we are coming," said one migrant named William from El Salvador, told the news outlet. Wait, so they have QR codes that they're organizing with this thing? What is this, a rock concert? Hey, let's get QR codes and we can figure out how to illegally enter into the country. Do you know what a QR code is? Some of you might be listening, you don't know what that is. It is when you see on a poster or on television, bottom right-hand corner, it looks like a barcode, something that you would use at the grocery store, and you put up your phone to it, and it helps you join the caravan. You know what? We should have a QR code to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show. That'd be interesting. Not join a caravan. Tell Biden we are coming. The caravan left Tapachula on the border with Guatemala on October 23rd. With hours beginning of their journey, the migrants were greeted by a wall of Mexican National Guard troops. This was a joke. The Mexican National Guard should have held the line. But the migrants forced their way through the blockade, continuing their journey to the United States. The caravan is moving north before the reinstatement of the Remain in Mexico policy. Border arrests have surged to an all-time high, more than 1.7 million in fiscal year 2021. How many getaways have there been, by the way? U.S. Customs and Border Patrol did not immediately respond to question for comment from the new caravan. Now, there's a new name for this caravan, isn't there? We're naming them like rock bands. We have this new branding. The 57% of Americans want Biden to focus more on immigration. Oh, they call this Madre Caravana. Is that right? Madre, the mother caravan, the mother of all caravans. Yeah, we're naming them. It's like the Rolling Stones, the Sex Pistols, and Madre Caravana. Is that Carvana or Caravana? Carvana? Caravana. I was going to say it's not Carvana, which is somewhere you could buy a car. If you dare question, though, that these people deserve the right to be an American, then you are a bigot. You're a racist. Greg Abbott is now saying that he is going to use state force to arrest people as they come across the southern border and say that, no, you're not just allowed to waltz into the country. Arizona needs to do the same. Joe Biden under his control in Border Patrol are saying that you are able to come into the country, record amount of getaways. Texas should deputize volunteers to be able to secure the southern border. The media hates it when I say that, but that's how big of a threat this actually is. We also should be resuming raids all across the country. Texas should be doing their own raids in Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas of illegals and kicking them out of their state. The federal government's not going to do that through Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, ICE. If you are illegal in this country, it really should be very simple. You will be found and you will be brought back to your country. You don't get to just break into somebody's country, harbor yourself illegally, and act as if that is just. And that really is the core of this entire thing. Average everyday Americans are losing their jobs because they don't want to take the vaccine. Average everyday Americans are seeing their wages go down. We're seeing inflation go up. Average everyday Americans are seeing the disastrous effects of this regime. And they look, then they say, wait a second, why is it that the caravan, which has thousands of people, why are they given preference? Why are they allowed just to walk into America? And there is no good answer. The only answer is that the idea of blind justice is non-existent anymore in America. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. You can stop imagining because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down completely. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their business and robbing you of the quality and flavor you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms and help you make great American meals. Together, they want you to restore the American ranch and your meals to their former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that cannot be imported or matched at goodranchers.com. Check it out right now, everybody. goodranchers.com/Charlie. American meat, it's terrific. Do not buy foreign meat. Did you know the product of USA tag has been stolen by foreign countries that hate us? They process their meat here and they label it like it came from America. Because of these labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent American farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Good Ranchers is here to put America first at the dinner table and the farmers that worked to raise the meat that we enjoy. So go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now and get 10 free bistro fillets. And even better, subscribe to save $25 off each box of mouth-watering American meats for life that will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right, 10 free bistro fillets, $100 value, and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets, free express shipping, and a $25 off your subscription for life. goodranchers.com/Charlie. Check it out, everybody. They do a wonderful job. goodranchers.com/Charlie. We are a nation of laws, or we're supposed to be a nation of laws. Everyday Americans start to lose trust in their country and their government when they start to see the overcriminalization and the implementation of certain laws against political dissidents, and the excuse and the pardoning of laws against people that might be favorable to the regime. Let's go to cut 44. An illegal criminal foreigner says, now's the best time to come to America because of Joe Biden. They're saying this part out loud. Play cut 44.
Why now?
I think it's the best time.
The best time. Because of the administration? Because of Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's the best time to come. Welcome to America. We live in a world where resources are limited. There are limitations on how many people we could take into this country. If you come here illegally, there's a limitation on how much patience we are going to offer and serve, considering the deliberate campaign funded by NGOs, non-government organizations, and charitable groups to undermine our country. Now, of course, it's the best time to come for them. They can go get a job while Americans get fired. And Biden is not raiding workplaces anymore for illegal aliens, even though he should, but he won't. This is where Republicans go wrong. Republicans say, oh, it's not like we're going to go door to door and deport people. Why would you say that out loud? They're like, oh, well, it's not logistically possible. Well, at least make it seem as if you might do that. Remember when Donald Trump did that in Mississippi? And he deported all the illegals working in a plant in Mississippi. And who got the jobs? Black workers got the jobs. Play cut 43.
But blue collar high school graduates who just want a decent hourly job? No, no chance, not interested. So the administration promptly shut down all workplace immigration raids. Now employers who hire illegal aliens in order to undercut American wages have the full protection of the Department of Homeland Security. Because it's not a corporate conspiracy or anything. Don't you worry.
I had a recent debate, and you guys could check it out at the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, brought to you by Turning Point USA Live, TPUSA Live, with Dr. Ben Burgess. And it was actually a decent debate. It didn't get heated. It was respectful. But the thing I wish I would have zeroed in on more, and we only talked about it a little bit, is how socialists and people on the left, at least honest liberals, they used to be worried about mass immigration being a tool by the corporatists to try to bring wages down and bring the collective bargaining power of workers down, which of course is what's happening. So you have here black workers in Mississippi that are being disenfranchised for low wage work by Nicaraguans and Guatemalans and Mexicans that are willing to go work in these plants. And we're supposed to be lectured about equity. Tucker continued by saying that we have an administration, a regime that is actively and intentionally breaking federal law. Play cut 39.
Joe Biden is actively and intentionally breaking federal law, even as he works to protect himself and his own family from the consequences of these lunatic policies. Presidents have been impeached for less than that.
And so what is the right way for Republicans to handle this? Now, this is a story I wanted to talk about. It's actually a good transition. So in Virginia, if you go to realclearpolitics.com, which I think objectively does a good job of just monitoring the polls and just telling you the facts as it is, realclearpolitics.com does a good job of that. So you look at the Virginia governor's race, it's within about 1.6 points. The latest poll has McAuliffe up 1 point on Youngkin, and that's a USA Today Suffolk poll. Another poll from the Emerson poll has a 49-49 tie, and the University of Mary poll has Youngkin up 5 points. So you better believe this is right within the margin of error, and Republicans are going to have some of the strongest turnout they've ever had in Virginia. But what is the reason why the Virginia's governor's race has tightened? Not that it's close. It was always competitive. But if you go back into August, this was a 6 to 10 point race. Now it is almost statistically tied. Well, one of the reasons, obviously, is schools and education. But that is a superficial way to look at the Virginia governor's race. And this is a lesson for every single person listening to this, from WABC on the dial in New York City to the Inland Empire in California to AM 560, The Answer in Chicago, to AM 960 in Arizona. Listen to this very carefully. The Flag Radio Network in North Dakota, as soon as Youngkin started to embrace what he knew what was right and turn his back on the boring vanilla milquetoast consultant DC way of running campaigns in Washington, DC, his poll skyrocketed. As soon as Youngkin started to actually talk about issues that consultants tell him to stay away from, his popularity went up. Here's the way that most Republicans run races, at least the consultants tell them to run races. Be very careful. Just pander to the Chamber of Commerce. Say that you're going to lower taxes more than the other side. You're going to be the job creator and governor, and don't create any ripples, and definitely don't talk about critical race theory. So Youngkin tried this. Youngkin was a super boring candidate like a couple months ago, incredibly boring. I was in the DC area in July and I asked about the governor's race. They're like, yeah, no one really excites me. It's kind of a mess. I don't really care. 3 weeks ago, on October 8th, a poll came out, October 10th, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2.5 weeks ago. McAuliffe up 5 points, and it changed almost overnight, because then all of a sudden Youngkin leaned in to the battleground issue that voters actually cared about. And this cuts at the core of the fallacy of traditional Republican consultant establishment orthodoxy, where the establishment doesn't actually want you to talk about these issues for two reasons. And this is important, for two reasons. They don't want you to talk about these issues because it reveals that there's actually a bipartisan cartel running our country of people that both actually agree marginally on tax policy and on job creation. And I put that in quotes. But when you actually get to the core of issues that matter, all of a sudden you start to see that there's an 70-80% coalition that is being built around issues that matter a lot more than just the property tax referendum in Virginia, which I'm sure is probably an important issue. Now, to give you an idea of how profound this is, Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia, he won in 2007 by 8.5 points. At best, McAuliffe will win this by a couple points. At best. I don't think that's going to happen. This is right within a statistical tie. If McAuliffe wins, I think it'll be like 10,000 or 12,000 votes. It is right there. And Loudoun County used to be the gateway for Democrat dominance in Virginia. Now, Loudoun County is the stereotypical suburban mom county. Now, this is something that really is firing me up. I'll be very honest with you. You know why? I sat with the Trump campaign and I sat with President Trump and I said, you know how you're going to win suburban women? Campaign on education. And to be very honest with you, I don't feel as if the Trump campaign talked about education nearly enough. Education is the issue that breaks the back of the Democrat machine. They don't know how to deal with it. Why? Because they're bought by the National School Board Association of America. They're bought by the National Education Association. They're bought by the American Federation of Teachers. They are bought by the public sector teacher unions. You want to win suburban women over? All of a sudden, go to the core of what they are heavily involved in, the education of their children, the well-being of the schools around them. And Republican consultants, I think some of them actually do quiet work for the opposition. I really believe that. I think some Republican consultants out there actually want to see Democrats elected. And if not, they actually don't know any better, and they get paid the same for losing as they get paid for winning. But this issue is animating people that have not voted in the longest time. You are seeing in Loudoun County, Virginia, and this is new out of Loudoun County, Virginia, that parents that have children in Loudoun County, Virginia, 54% of them are going to vote Republican or for Youngkin. So the Washington Post came out and they were like, oh, the story is very misleading of what's happened in Loudoun County. But guess what? A Loudoun County judge, this is breaking in the last 24 hours, finds boy in a skirt guilty of raping female student in girls' bathroom. Remember we talked about the story? And the media told us that this wasn't true. The victims have been vindicated, and their parents demand apology, and kids walk out of their classroom in protest against schools. This couldn't be happening at a worse time for Terry McAuliffe. This has hit a apex where all of a sudden in Virginia, and let me just reemphasize this. I said this yesterday. Virginia, this is the ruling class governorship. This is the place where you wine and dine Boeing and Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin, where you give TIF money to Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. This is to be governor of Virginia is kind of a ribbon cutting deal. You get all the nice handouts. You get invited to all the Washington DC parties because you're nearby. You get treated really, really well. Being governor of Virginia is one of the top perks of being part of the Democrat ruling class. It's rather desirable. But now, all of a sudden, the Democrats have deployed Obama. They deploy Kamala Harris, which I don't think that's going to help. They're deploying Joe Biden. Rasmussen reports 32% of America believes 32% of Americans believe America is on the right track. 64% of Americans think America's on the wrong track. 64%. Joe Biden's approval rating, according to Rasmussen, 41% approve, 57% disapprove. 57% disapprove. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who on earth are the 41% that approve of what Joe Biden is doing? I know. It's a shockingly high number. But here is the takeaway, that as soon as Youngkin decided to embrace a grassroots strategy of talking about issues that matter and challenge the establishment orthodoxy, then and only then did things start to actually go in his favor. So if Republicans want to take back the House next November, and they're on pace to do so, they want to clean up with 70 or 80 or 90 seats, which is very possible, by the way. Could be one of the largest majorities in American House history. That's how we're trending. Then go look at the Glenn Youngkin, where all of a sudden he decided to turn his back on all the conventional wisdom and embrace what it meant to be a fighter. He got more popular because of that. This is the Ron DeSantis model for a conservative future. Look, if you've been keeping up with the news, or even if you haven't been, you might hear the word tapering being used a lot. It's the new Federal Reserve new buzzword, and you'll hear all kinds of meaning and definition for it. But what does it really mean? If Washington has to repay around $30 trillion it borrowed, guess where that's coming from? You guessed it, your pocket. Janet Yellen said we'd never see another financial crisis in our lifetime when she ran the Fed. Now, just 4 years later, she's warning of a catastrophe. And here we are. Our friends at Noble Gold can keep you safe and protect you about whatever happens next. By starting a precious metal IRA or 401k portfolio, you can start the fight of the coming wave of inflation and ride out the storm with your savings intact. Buy things that are inflation resistant. And as a bonus and a thank you, you receive a free 5 ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with each qualifying plan you start this month. Buy things you can touch that are finite, not infinite, that are real and objective and are not some numbers on a screen. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Justice, to establish justice, where does one go to learn about the founding of our country? Well, I could tell you where I go to learn, and that is the Beacon of the North, Hillsdale College. Are you worried about America's future? Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair, but those who built and have preserved our country did not despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our forefathers and mothers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them all still today. The great news is that we can study these things along with Hillsdale College professors right in our homes. Through Hillsdale College's free online course, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient Christian philosophers, the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. And we can learn how the Constitution has been undermined and, more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in the defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of our past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today. I finished, everybody, my Western Heritage course. I got this beautiful certificate. That was a hard course. It was a hard test, but it was worth it. Hard things are worth it. CharlieForHillsdale.com. That's Charlie, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. CharlieForHillsdale.com. Start learning today. What if I told you there was a National Basketball Association player who has more courage than most Senate Republicans? Kyrie Irving is willing to turn his back on millions of dollars because he does not want to be told what to do with his body. And Floyd Mayweather is coming out and he is supporting Kyrie Irving. Massive protests happen in New York City because Kyrie Irving is refusing to get the vaccine. But let me tell you what Floyd Mayweather has said. Floyd Mayweather has come out and he has backed Kyrie Irving, saying that America is the land of the free. Now, Irving has been barred from all team activities, and especially from the Nets earlier this month, until he becomes eligible to play in all games by getting the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. And the boxing legend Floyd Mayweather Jr. strongly voiced his support for the Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving on social media, saying that he's posted a minute-long video. Okay, play tape, please.
America is the land of the free. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and supposedly freedom to choose. Never be controlled by money. I respect you for having some integrity and being your own man. A free mind makes its own choices, and an enslaved mind follows the crowd. Stand for something or fall for anything. One man can lead a revolution to stand up and fight for what's right. One choice, one word, one action can change the world. It's crazy how people hate you for being a leader. I hope your actions encourage many others to stand up and say enough is enough. Respect to you, Kyrie, and power to the people.
To give an idea of how incredibly racist the regime has become, Deadspin.com, I don't know what kind of website that is, Kyrie Irving and Dave Chappelle are being used as black pawns on a white chessboard. That article was written today. You look at ESPN. They are saying, why won't Kyrie Irving just get the vaccine? Vaccine hesitancy explained. No, it's very simple. You don't just get to make medical decisions for people against their will. That's not the way this works, especially without religious exemptions, medical exemptions, when it was rushed to market. I love this. This is so ridiculous, and it's such a smear. New York Daily News. Anti-vax protesters chant, "Let Kyrie play," outside Barclays Center, attempt to storm into arena. It's not anti-vaccine protesters. They're pro-medical freedom. They want people to be able to make choices. This is a smear. It's a propaganda campaign. And what's amazing is from Nicki Minaj to Kyrie Irving to Floyd Mayweather, that's some serious celebrity star power. And yet you wouldn't know it if you looked at most of the activist media. Maybe there's more people that know, that believe this, than we're being told. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, and we'll see all of you at AmericaFest, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.